Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. I've got to tell you, really happy with the way that Star Realms Minicast is going right now. First off, big thanks to White Wizard Games. They do an awesome job of including me in their promotion. They tucked us down at the end of their last email and promote us on social media, and I'm sure that that helps people find this channel. So thanks to White Wizard Games, and of course, thanks to all of you for listening every day or whenever you listen and replying on Facebook and calling in with your messages. That is what keeps me going and I think what makes this show awesome. So thank you so much. It's like basically every day we've got 50 plus listeners to the show, and that just, it's cool. You know, it was still fun when I was getting 10, but it's kind of cool to see that people are liking what's going on. To that end, over the last week or so, we've had several good call-ins with questions and responses, but that don't necessarily fit in their own show or really fit in a show that's past. So I'm just going to make a quick episode here where I play somebody's call-in, and then I'll quickly respond to it, and then I'll play somebody else's call-in on a different topic and reply. And we'll just do that for a while till we run out. And that's it. Stay tuned.
Hey Paul and Minicasters, Poodog here. I was wondering, when you jump back in after not playing for a while, do you always choose the next game in the queue, or do you find that tournament match that you've been hanging out to win?
Poodog, thanks for the call in, man. I'm kind of constantly playing, so this doesn't happen to me that much, but I will say that what I've tried to do to improve my play is to slow down and to be more careful. One of the times where I run into the problem of like seeing, having like 10 games to work through is when I wake up in the morning and it's like 6:30 in the morning and I wake up and I've got 10 games and I just start playing them on instinct and it's like, ooh, later, like 5 minutes later, I'm like, why did I do that? I was too tired. But there are times when I will try to just, I'll just play like easy games or games I think I'm close to winning first. And then I'll just like leave games unplayed until I can sit down and have a moment to really think about how to play out some tournament games. Sometimes those are tournaments, sometimes they're not. But it's definitely true that like if you want to be your best player, if you want to play your best game, if you want to get your highest win rate possible, then you have to actually sit there and think through every move a little bit. And I am guilty of not doing that. So, you know, that's kind of my take. Thanks for the call and appreciate it.
Hi, liked your insights there on episode 57, analyzing the strategy for rush defenses and also Darklighter's insights. I would definitely agree, blue seems to be really strong in this scenario, and almost to the point to where I kind of feel like there's a little bit of that blue faction bias going on. I'm just wondering if you've noticed that, especially in the opening trade row. Just seems like there's two, three blue cards in every opening trade row I've played. I want to see if you noticed that, if you think that there's something to that, or if maybe it's just been my games.
Hey, thanks, Matt, for the call-in, dude. Appreciate it. And yes, I think it's pretty well decided now that blue is the premier faction for this scenario. I don't know that there's any, I don't think blue should show up on the row any more than anything else. But, you know, those patrol cutters are pretty awesome. Like I said, Security Craft and Bounty Hunter are just massive. Peacekeeper. Those are crazy cards. And having the big econ as well, being able to pull the storage silo in and get its free money benefit, that's just awesome. So that is my hardline recommendation. When you play that format, get after blue and balance that with other objectives you have. Thanks again. Okay, we got one more here from Marcus. This wasn't a call-in, but he wrote me a message asking me this question. Kind of an odd one, but there's a couple versions of this, and it's basically, let's say you've got a handful of scouts, and you're going to scrap one with like Comet or maybe a hero or something. Which one do you scrap? Makes no difference for gameplay, but he says he always scraps the second one from the left, and I wonder why. I don't think I Now, a similar question would be like, when you play a mercenary cruiser but you don't need a faction, which one do you pick? And for mercenary cruiser, and probably for scrapping when it doesn't matter which one, it's whatever my thumb is by. So that's kind of what I'm grabbing. Usually my right thumb. Yeah, it could be left thumb. It's hard to say. Anyway, Pooh, appreciate the kind of out there questions. And thanks a lot. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Minicast. I want to thank Pooh Dog and Matt for calling in, writing in with their questions. I do under, you know, Matt, first of all, a very serious and real question. Appreciate that. Pooh Dog, slightly more frivolous, but still enjoyable. Star Realm's about having fun, and this episode was fun for me to make. So hope you enjoyed it. See you next time. Until then, see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.